New York City. New York City. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent.
Wow. I think there's one person's in.
I just wanna chill and twist the lock.
We got a person in there. Is it you? Sorry.
See you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry.
It's two now,
sir. Two of the lock-in.
Hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, are you lagging, Taz? Taz, are you lagging? All right, welcome to episode 2 of The Lock-In, and we have our new co-host in the building, Mr. Israel Tanuku. Welcome to the building, brother.
Yeah. What up?
How is it, G? All good?
Yeah, all good, bruvs. All good.
Oh, and we got this on the... Oh, two people. We got two people in the thing, G. I don't know who the other person is. I can't see... Oh, wait, I can see people. Wait, hold on. Oh, I don't know. I can't see who the other one is.
No, it's just guest, G. It's just guest.
Yeah, we'll just guess. Sweet. So we're going to go through, before we start the lock-in episode 2, we're going to go through our sponsorship message. So first of all, Freedom Internet is proudly 100% Kiwi-owned, offering ultra-fast, safe, reliable fiber internet for both short and long-term stays, perfect for homes and businesses alike. If you're living or moving into one of their service department buildings, you can get online instantly or the moment you move in with no calls to make, no waiting, and no connection fees. Freedom Internet, building community 1 gig at a time. Sign up today at freedominternet.co.nz. Oh, introductions nice. Time, G. You got to go through, introduce yourself, tell everyone a bit about yourself and what we're up to doing the lock-in, bruv.
What's up, guys? Name's Ishi. I don't know. Went to school for Laurent. Studying in Dunedin at the moment. So, got one more semester left after this, and I'm done. And all right. I just jump on the party and help the Uso out.
And what are you up to? What are you studying?
Don't worry about that.
Have you student loaned it? Are you sitting on a bad student loan?
Yeah.
Well, what are you at the moment?
Oh, not that bad. It's like 20 something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's all.
Yeah,
oh,
it's not that bad. Yeah,
that's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. Sweet. So we've been playing since we were young as. And one of the things we wanted to do here was just chuck another potty up. There's heaps, especially if you look at the league ones, heaps of league ones, all that kind of jazz. But with Union, there's not a lot where you just chop. Oh, we got three people. Wait, I feel like I'm on Twitch. Can you guys send me gifted? Send me gifted. Yeah. I need money.
Thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses.
Thank you for the roses, bro. Hey. Oh man, I wish I could see the people that are in here. Anyway, we're gonna go through. So the lock-in, like we said, like a lock-in in footy terms is like the initiation, but more so everyone just gets around. Everyone has beers after one of the games, and that's kind of like the big drinking session. But for us, we got a chat.
They got a chat.
Oh, my sister said hello. Hey, look after your kids, mate. Hey, mate, go look after your kids, mate. So, yeah, it's like a footy tradition, just like building culture. And so, what we want to do here, we're just going to call it the lock-in because, there's heaps of things you could lock-in mahi, lock-in training. Like us, we're just going to lock into this once a week. So we're doing it late this week because we literally came up with this idea at, 11 p.m. two nights ago when Izzy messaged me and asked if I had any ideas. And I was like, G, do you just want to jump on this week? And we were like, yo, might as well. What about you, G? What do you want to do with lock-in? Getting the idea going?
Probably just the same as you, eh? There's a lot of league chat, especially with, Sean Johnson's chat. Got big Willie Mason's chat. It'd just be nice to have a change for once about Union there.
Yo,
and some chat around Union so that we can talk around Union because, it's low-key dying in New Zealand, but
yo,
we won't talk about that, eh?
We're gonna get cancelled if we do that. That's gonna be us. So we'll just do that's gonna be like our structure for the next wee while. And we'll the next couple of weeks we'll just trial it as it goes on. So it's gonna be chill as we're still illo at this. I spent about half an hour before this trying to set this up. So just bear with us as we go along. But if the numbers stay, I reckon this is gonna pump way more than what some of my player interviews do. So hopefully it goes well. Anyway, for the first segment, we're gonna go into news of the week. The All Blacks 15 got named this week, so you saw some of the names. I thought there would be heaps more younger guys in there, But
yeah, I know.
Wait till you. Listen, can you see the chat? Can you see the chat?
Oh no, somebody's to get that cunt, G.
If there was 10 viewers in here, G, brothers, I would expose where his address is. Brothers, I'll expose your address, boys. Honest, I will. All Blacks 15. So the All Blacks 15 was named. Do you want to run through the names, dude? You got the sheet out, or do you want me to run through
it? Yeah, I got it out. The hookers got Bernie McAllister, Jack Taylor, Bradley Slater. Props got George Dyer, Josh Wusitua, Bennett Kumaro. Is that how you say it?
Yo.
Shale Lawaki, Xavier Numia. And then the locks, Naitoa, Josh Beery, Isaiah Walker Leawiri, loose forwards, Kalen Boshier, Devin Flanders, Tacoma Cahalden, Christian Leawiri, Dalton Papali'i, and Sean Woodley. And what, you want to run through the backs?
Oh, you run through the backs.
Oh, backs as well, thank you. Got Folau, Kyle, and Xavier Rowe at halfbacks, Josh Jacob and Rivers at first fives. Midfielders got Braden Eno, David Havili, Dallas McLeod, Daniel Ronner. Outside backs got Shea Fihaki, Etienne Nanai, Jacob Ratamutavuki, Nepkins, Caleb Tungitel. Wow. And then, coaches, Jamie Joseph, David Hill, Corey Jane, and Jamie McIntosh.
Yo. Now, the coaching squad's mean, but I did think they were going to check you a bit more, especially your boy Cam Miller. Just clutched that game last week. He's young, but I guess Josh Jacob and stuff are there, though, to be fair.
Yeah, no, it would have been mean to see him in the squad in the ABS 15, especially with Jamie Joseph being head coach as well.
Yeah, hard. I also reckon it's fair enough that Dylan Pledger didn't get in, eh?
I saw him.
He's the man, but no supers. Crazy.
No, 100%. I think I've seen some posts going around about Jamie Joseph saying he didn't want to put too much pressure on Dylan Pledger, which was like fair.
Yo,
but that boy plays quick, man.
Yo,
that boy's plays
quick. His intercept last week, he dusted that, and the timer got him on an early 11-second if he was averaging for the 100.
No way.
Yo, so the bro was zooming. So he must be one of the fast on that field, because like Jonah Nadeki, maybe the other one who's similar pace.
Who else is there?
Well, on the team at least.
Because Cam's like pretty fast, eh?
Yo, for Cam's first
actually
five.
Pretty fast. Yeah, he's actually pretty quick.
Yo.
Especially that touchdown that he got against Auckland. I was surprised that he actually got there.
Mm. Who's the captain again, bro?
The captain for Otago. It's Christian Leawiri.
Yeah. Wait, what?
It's Christian Leawiri.
Yeah. So he's going to go to All Blacks 15, eh?
He'll go All Blacks 15.
So they got three games when they go up to the Northern Tour, so we'll be following that closely over the time that they head over there. And then the All Blacks squad got named. I'll quickly run through the names here. In the forward pack, Cody Taylor, Samson Taukiaho, George Bauer, Ethan DeGroot, Tamaiti Williams, George Bauer. Gee, do you know George Bauer used to work at Kings?
Yeah.
Yo.
He used to be a captain, wasn't he?
Eh?
He was a captain, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I swear he was a gappy, because there's a photo of him with the...
The trophy.
Yeah, with the trophy. Yeah.
Who else do we got? Fletcher Newell, Pasilio Tosi, Tavita Mafileo, Scott Barrett, Patrick Tuipulotu, Fabian Holland, Josh Lord, Sami Benifino, Simon Parker, Adi Savea, Duplessis Kariffi, Wallace Atiti, Peter Lakai, Luke Jacobson. And the backs, Cortez Ratama, Cameron Roygaard, Finlay Christie, Bodie Barrett, Damien McKenzie, ALB, Jordy Barrett, Quintu Paya, Billy Proctor, Lester Fanganuku, Izzy's cousin, Rico Ioane, Caleb Clark, Civil Reese, Leroy Carter, Will Jordan, and Ruben Love. Stacked out squad to go. Only one debutant in the set lineup, but I reckon they could go 4-for-4, Ray, when they head over.
100%. I'm still interested to see what Razor does as well with the whole mixing of the lineups that he's been doing this whole rugby championship.
Yeah, because Toop's out. Who do you think going to go as the jumper?
Probably Fabian.
Fabes and honest. Josh Lord, eh?
Yeah.
But that's if Josh Lord even gets on. He'll probably only get 20s.
I think Fabian solidified his spot as
a
bench or starter. Lock.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing unreal, man. He's been playing unreal for his first year of the ABs.
Yeah, and I think the other thing they could do as well is they chuck up his loose backs, eh? Oh, the loose forward, sorry. Yeah. Like, you got Wally there. Wally's light. Peter Luckey should be pretty light, and I assume he's going to get a bit of game time now. Adi won't jump because he's always in a pod or just sending in the back.
Adi's just him.
Yo.
He doesn't jump.
Nah, his stats actually cooked, eh? But yo, that's the AB's lineup, so I'm pretty sure we'll cover heaps of that as we go on. We've got some people that are going to do content for us when they go over, so I'm in comms with them now, so hopefully they dust up some stuff for our for the brand. So the next one, NPC semis going into this weekend. We've got the semis. The game, did you watch any of the games over the weekend, G?
Yeah, I did. I was at the Otago game.
Oh yeah, you watched the Otago
versus Waikato game.
Were you actually honestly, at the game?
Yeah, I was actually.
Oh, how was it?
Bro, it was unreal, eh? Like, in the past couple of years that I've been down here, I have never seen as many Otago supporters I have seen. Yeah, it was unreal. But, bro, Waikato did good to fight back, though. Waikato did gangster to fight back.
The team they have, eh?
Because
they're still carrying a fair bit of, like, the older boys, eh, that they they have. As opposed to some of the younger boys, even though they got heaps, like obviously with I think I just saw recently Caleb Trask is leaving, so Tepaya Cook-Savage is going to get called up to the Chiefs, pretty sure, on a full-time.
Oh, wow.
Full-time contract. But all those kind of guys, they kind of cool for them, but then obviously still have like Aaron Cruden and Lima Sopwanga jamming in there for them.
Yeah, because Aaron Cruden got injured late in that game.
Yeah, that's when he got hit by Nariki.
Yeah, I think Xavier Rowe had to play halfback.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, and then the reserve halfback came on. I'm not actually sure what his name was, but yeah.
Yo. Nah, fair enough. So we'll go. It's not Ariki Street. What's that? What was Louis' house again? We used to always. So, what's the ganger that used to live next door to Louis? What's her name?
I don't know.
Tell us, what's her name? Please. I want to say it. I used to always drive past his house and I just shout at this chick that lived next door. Anyway, no, actually, that's ratchet.
Aniva.
Oh, look. Oh, shout out Tim Gifted from Chura Aniva. So we got the two semifinals this weekend. Otago versus Vale Plenty. I'll run through the lineup. So for Otago, you got Abraham Bolle. How do you say the hooker's name? Nick Suchan? Salchin?
Yeah, gee. He got... did you hear about him?
Nah, bro.
He's from Southland, G.
Oh, yeah. And so he just made move?
He got loaned from Southland, like, just this week.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. At least he's straight in there.
Nah, kind of.
We got the boy
though.
Rowan Wingham. Shout out Rowan. Will Tucker. Ollie Haig. Will's started. Lucas Casey, the Beast. Christian Leo Willie. Dylan Pledger. Cameron Miller. Jonah Nadeki. Thomas Umanga Jensen. Josh Fanga. Jai Broomfield. Bro, I like Jai. He's shifty as.
Yeah, he's good.
Sam
bro.
Gilbert. Liam Coltman. Benjamin Lopez. Moana. Tucker. Yoseva. Tamani. Harry Taylor. Nathan Hasty. Sam Nemec Vile. And the boy's back, Finn Hurley, my man. Bro, good to see him back. It's been a couple months since he's put on some boots, eh?
Yeah, I mean, he's still quick as ever, bro. Like, I was seeing him do warm-ups on the side, and he's still fucking quick as shit.
Yo. You got the lineup out for Bay of Plenty? Stair stackers.
Yeah, the lineup, they're looking good. They got Josh Bartlett, Tane Colosse, one of the boys, Tevita Mafi-Leo. Debut All Black, Naitoa. What's this guy's name? What's
Corey.
The other lock's name? Yeah, what's the other lock's name?
Aisake. Oh, yeah. Vakasiola.
Oh, bro. Aisake
Vakasiola.
Well, Josh Norris?
Jacob Norris.
Jacob Norris. Josh!
Oh, Josh! Oh, no, Josh!
Then we've got Vivini Lasanga and Dakota Broughton as to end the loose forward trio. And then, I can't see the other names, so you should just name the rest.
Yeah, Lucas Cashmore, we got the boy Fehi, Seamus Baru, Lalomilo Lalomilo, Gele Lasanga, Cole Forbes, and then going into the bench, Sione Tupou, Hairetsi Hetet, Bennett Kumiroa, Samisi Paya, Joe Johnston, shout out Joey, Charlie Sinton, Rion Paul, and then the Sevens guru, Ngaruhi Magavi Black. Who are you picking for the Sonos?
I have to pick Otago, man. But I'll be there.
How do you reckon they'll win if they do? It's going to be off Cam Miller, eh?
I don't know, because there'll be a battle between Cashmore and Cam Miller. There'll be a gangster battle between the two tens.
Yo. It reminds me of our rugby player. It's like pure rugby skills. And like the way that Lucas Cashmore plays, it reminds me heaps of like a star touch player.
Mm.
Like the way he plays, like his ball delivery is on, always puts it on the mark. His feet, he's fast, but he's just so shifty. Like those slimy ass tens, bro. Mm. They've got ways to change the game. But I just think Cam Miller, if he puts the ball to boot well this weekend, it'll be pretty hard to beat them. But then you know when you look at the forward pack of Bale Plenty, they're vicious, man. I think I'm picking Bale Plenty to win, but I reckon that it's going to be, and I think if Bale Plenty win, it's just their forward pack kind of giving some heavy platform. And then, you know, you got guys, like we said before, Richard Judd, who got like the Bronco record earlier on in the season, the young fella. And then, you know, setting platform off his quick ball. You got guys like Lucas Cashmore, who's going to deliver to guys like Lalomilo, Lalomilo. And then you got Vinny and Kele playing together, finished off at the back, Silky, Cole Forbes. And then you got Fehi who powers forward pretty much anything you want. So it's going to be, it'll be gangster either way to see whoever wins. But I'm hoping, not hoping, but I reckon Bale Plenty's got it this week.
I don't know, man. I don't think the Tiger forward pack is it's not a slash forward pack. It's a decent forward pack. Like, bro, they got some big bodies in there as well. And they work for like the full 80 as well.
Mm. Well, we'll count it anyway. We'll count our tallies as we go on. And then at the end of the tour, whoever's got the highest, they pick the consequence for the loser. You got the lineups for the Canterbury vs Magpies and the other semi?
We got here. Look, I need to find that something.
I got a bar. Canterbury, we got Finlay Bruce, George Bell, Seb Calder, Sam Darry, who's heading back in the All Blacks after this stint, Jamie Hanna, Zach Gallagher, Tom Christie, and Dominic Gardner at the 8. Louis Chapman, Andrew Newstub, another Sevens guru, Ngātane Punivai, Dallas McLeod, Braden Nino, Manasa Mataele, and Shea Fihaki at fullback. Nick Hyde, Daniel Leonard Brown, Darcy Breen, Liam Jack, Torian Barnes, shout out Torian, who Tyson Bellworthy, Sean Miyake, and Johnny Rova, the boys, at the end of the bench against the Magpies, who are lining up. Puri, Rakate Stones, Jacob Devery, Joe Apikotsoa, Jeff Gridge, Tom Parsons, Miracle Vailangi, Sam Smith, Devin Flanders, Palau Fakatawa, Lincoln McClutchy, Nerea Formai, Anuru Painga Morgan, Nick Grigg, Jonah Lowe, shout out Jonah Lowe, and Zahn Sullivan at the back, the bro. Keanu Kiriru Symes, Hadley Hay Horton, Manahi Golton, Isaiah Walker Liowere, Frank Lecour, Eretana, Eretara Inari, Lucas Ripley. Bro, he's a man, G. I remember watching him younger. He carved up over in Oz back in the school days. Then Andrew Taltevalu at the 23 jersey. This game, I wanna say Magpie so badly, especially after watching Canterbury get beat up last week, end. But it's gonna be a gun game.
To be fair to counties, I think everyone had counted them out, like I think a couple of games before they even made the quarters, everyone had counted them out. And then, bro, the performance that they had, that little run they had through the finals was unreal, bro. It was like a full on 180. Oh, 360. 180. 180.
Nah, you do that, bro. You do that, bro.
Nah, it was a full on
180,
bro. It's crazy.
Yo, 100 minutes, eh? Just any time you play 100 minutes of code, it's you're gonna end up being pretty sore after that. But it's gonna be good. I reckon. I hope the Magpies get through. And I think the way they get through, like similar to what I said about Cam Miller, if Zahn finds his boot, if he strikes it pretty sweet this coming weekend, I think it's going to be pretty hard to look past Zahn's performance, because every time they're in trouble, if they can get it to him when he's clear, he just puts it right at like the 55, and all that pressure is just off.
I reckon if there's a game for Lincoln McClutchie to turn up, bro, this is it right here. He's been playing gangster throughout the season, bro.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad idea as well. Sweet. Yeah. Going through, we'll go to breaking news. NRL just released today that they're doing a 10-year ban threat on anyone that's a player or a player agent talking to Rugby 360. Don't know if you read any of the articles, G, but that is pretty out the gate. I don't even know how legal that is.
A 10-year ban
in the time, excluding like Super League days. Maybe that's the last time the NRL pulled something like this. Like when the guys like Maddie and Andrew Johns were about to head over. They offered massive contracts, and then the ARL decided to keep them with some steady contracts. But yeah, I'm interested to see if this translates over to Union.
Yeah, did you actually see there were some reports about, I don't know, I think it was a famous All Black coach saying they should that New Zealand Rugby should sign Reece Walsh.
Yo, I saw that as well. See Reece Walsh. Yeah, I totally doubt if he comes. Plus, I don't even think, because he hasn't lived here. Well, besides his stint with the Wires, I don't think he'll be that passionate about playing for the All Blacks anyway, even if he decides to try and make it.
Oh. What happened?
Oh, hell no.
What happened?
The camera just needs to be pressed.
Hello, camera.
Damn, bro. Yeah, I got it. Thanks, man. Oh, bro. That's tragic. So, that's the Rugby 360 chat. Ignite Sevens is back. So they're bringing back Ignite Sevens. Some of the names we've heard. Moisés Leo, obviously one of the big ones. When I did it, Will Warbrick was in there as well when I did it. Two guys that are at the Storm now. Heaps of boys that cracked it from there as well, like Leroy Carter, who's now in All Black. Trying to figure out more. Like when I did it, bro.
Fahey was there?
What's that?
Fahey was there?
Shea was there. Caleb Tungitau. I think I'm the only one that didn't make it that did it. Gaffs. So that'll be good to watch. I think it's going to spark up again in December. So keen to see some of the youngins play. Be good to watch some of the boys go and play a bit of sevens over at the Bay. It's a mean comp. So be mean to watch last time. Bro, this guy, bro. Every time he streams, bro, I comment positive things only, G. And the first thing he says when he jumps in is, shit.
What me, bro? This guy's a generational hater.
What a coincidence that the first two people that have kids in our group was freaking man, go to sleep, bro. It's like 9:30, bro. Put the kids to bed, man. Other news. Holly Davidson, the first female referee. I thought...
You're lucky I didn't see some racist-ass shit right now, dude. some racist-ass shit right now, dude.
Yo, if this was Twitch... Wait, send us gifted. Nah. Send us gifted.
Nah, oh, God. Fuck it. Laurent. Laurent, you can just edit it out. Fuck you, Picky.
I can. I will edit it out. Say it. Say it.
Fuck you, Picky.
Oh, no, dude. Oh, bro. Bro, you guys ruined a good story. Holly Davidson. Holly Davidson, the referee. She's going to be the first female ref to official a All Blacks game. Yeah. Wait, do I have a sound thing? Do I got a sound thing? Oh, I don't have a
soundboard.
Yo, I got a soundboard.
Hello, soundboard.
So Holly Davidson's in there. All right, NZ Schools chat. We didn't bring it up. I haven't brought it up yet, but NZ Schools went down. They ate a donut for two against the under-18s boys. The centre for the Wallabies, the Kangaroos 18s look like Joseph Suali'i.
Bro. Bro, literally, bro, that the Australian schools team just looks like, yeah, basically Justice O'Lee, but then the whole backline. It was unreal, bro.
Yeah, dude, the whole backline was
unreal.
So, yo, shout out to the boys, though, like, especially like Marco, the King's Nine. He was here on that. Siale Pahulu.
Yeah.
Yo, so he jammed, bro. He was on his ass. Like, of Corey Stallone, man, Corey watched the second game, G. We were pretty shocked at the first thing, G, because, like, bro, they were just getting, bro, they were getting smoked.
That's crazy, bro.
At least they came back a little bit in the second game. Aiden Ross might debut for the Wallabies, former All Black. So he's named in the squad for South Africa, but he's renamed to go on this Northern tour with the Wallabies, so he's going to be back as well. Transfer watch, we just talked about it before we hopped on, Izzy, but we got Fletcher Anderson. He's moving as a youngin' as well. I think he's the exact same age as us, but he's leaving his contracts here, and he's heading over to the Scarlets.
Wow. Bro, I'm actually happy to see, like, people moving overseas, though.
Yo.
Like, yeah, it's good to see, because have you also heard about Harry Inch? Oh, Harry Inch?
Inch? I know the guy talking about Harry Inch. Yo.
Yeah, the Nelson College prodigy, basically.
Yo.
He's moving over to the Warriors. Well, that's the rumor so far.
Well, him and the bros, Salmaki. Little brother.
Salmaki.
Yo.
Yeah, he's gone to the Bunnies.
Yeah, I think Harry Inch, like, from watching what he plays in Union, he'll be like a running sticks kind of style.
Yeah, I reckon too.
Yo, so it'll be mean to follow. I didn't see any official record of him jumping on and signing, but pretty keen to see how that goes. But yo, Fletcher Anderson, like you said, you got on for going. Obviously, you know what it's like if you went over to Lisbon for a bit and lived it up over there. Because you're on good behavior in Lisbon, eh?
Bro, the best. The best, bro. Honestly.
Charlie Kale extends with the Brumbies. George Pullman is set to leave the Western Force, looking at the Waratahs. He's a pretty gun. He was in the tournament team for the Super Rugby Australia. Oh, Super Rugby. Like, it's kind of like their NPC equivalent.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He got that. They have that. Carter Gordon, like, back to the Titans. So he's going to be jamming out with the Reds next year. But I think he might actually go on this Northern tour. I'm not too sure what it is, but I think he might be back. Yo, get out of here, bro. Wait, guys, I'm just gonna put an address in the chat. There's a housewarming this coming Saturday. Starts at 12 p.m. If you guys all just show up, just make sure you bring a plate, please. And on to the next one. Ben Volavola, he's back. He's kind of like JOC, the Fijian James O'Connor. He's coming back. He's not the youngest guy, but he's gonna be I'm not a cooker.
That's crazy.
Injury alert. Paddy Toopsil's out. Sam Darry's in, like we talked about before. Pretty sad for Paddy because, you know, not sure how much more his body is going to last. Hopefully it does last. But good to see Sam Darry in, you know, another guy that had a massive injury, but come back in the later stages of the year to get another shot, put it on the black jersey this year.
Yeah, real sad to see Paddy Toops' body slowly breaking down there. He's actually, like, such a big benefit when he is on the field to the All Blacks, bro, because he's so good in the lineouts, and then it's just his physical presence as well. Bro. He's gangster on the field, bro.
And his defense has improved so much over the last couple of years. Not that it was ever ill, but just how much more impact he's having on defense when he's in the lines these days is massive. So that's going to be big for them. But like we said before, like, sad news for Paddy, but I'm sure he'll be happy for his bro, Sam Darry. Getting in there. Let's go on to a bit of, look, how long have we been going for now? 32 minutes. Oh, here we go. Locker room chat. So what are some things we like this week? I put down the social stuff. Ruben Love, Adi Savelle, all those kind of boys, Duplessis. Just realized that they're all like Wellingtonians, but what they're doing on socials has been pretty gun, and especially their trainings and that, eh? What are your thoughts on all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's actually gangster. Seeing that they're trying to integrate like the young boys and trying to give them a chance to be able to train with, like, I guess, professional rugby players there. And then, I guess to some of the youngins as well, probably be their idols. Like, I think there's a few kids that look up to Artie, and then Obviously, seeing Ruben Loves, like, he's just coming up, but there's, you know, he still has some people who admire him. So it's just gangster to see. Like, it should be happening more, just to, like,
yo, 100%.
Get that more inclusive community work.
Yeah, because it just makes it so much better. I think one of the things that I always say this, and people have probably heard me repeat this heaps, but one of the reasons League's gangster is because every time you watch, you kind of relate. Like, even though Chris Walsh does stupid shit like drink toilet water, like, it's still, you relate to the guy when he's on the field, because it's like kind of something you found funny, and they're just being their real selves. So when you got guys like Artie, you know, captain, interim captain while Scott's out, but like doing hill runs with Oh fuck! You guys don't. You still run on tap. You still run on what's that thing called? You guys have long drops up in Dargaville. You guys still use long drops up in Dargs, eh, bro? Say hello. Dupes Griffey as well. Gunner. Oh, bro.
Oh. Fuck.
Full, oh, what's that thing called? Yeah, Dupes Lukarufi. His gym content's been pretty on, pretty stoked with all the stuff he's putting out as well, especially as a newcomer in the ABs. I want to see more Day on the Life story. Like, what's his name? Tamaiti Williams? You seen his things on YouTube, bro? There's a gun.
Yeah.
It's just like
that. Cool
just, yo, he's like the team A of Union at the moment, eh?
Yeah, team A is crack up, though.
Yo, you know they were at Les Mills Bretemart the other day, G?
Oh, they were too, because they're in Auckland right now for the Kiwis
like,
game.
The whole Samoa and that, they were all training over at Les Mills Bretto the other day. Sweet. Sinbin, something or someone that deserves to be sent off for the week? Picky for spending more time on a PS5 than his kid? Yellow card, mate. Yellow card. Picky, you're done. You're done.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What else? Aisha Curry. Aisha Curry, you're gone.
Bro, red card, bro.
Red card. Aisha Curry, you're on the board. You're gone.
That's crazy. How you gonna?
Nah, not gonna lie though, G. I saw another TikTok that said that, like, that was just a clip, and it made you believe them. So I didn't actually watch the full episode. I didn't really watch that potty like that.
Oh, though, yeah. No, not me though.
Yo, but still, from the clips I did see, that's kind of crazy, man. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this. Hey, oh no, what else? Who else you got? Who's in the bin?
Who else was there? I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, eh?
Bro, for real, bro. Oh, gee,
hey, yeah, facts.
This is not even
facts.
A joke, that's proper for real, right?
Also,
there.
Also, has been struggling on the PS4.
I can't play PUBG on an iPad any longer. I can't play PUBG on an iPad any longer. I got to get in there. Someone please message her and tell her, please, bro, give me a PS5, bro.
Freedom Internet, any sponsors?
Oh, bro, you know what we should do? We should do, we should message the footy boys. We should do 2-on-2s with them on games, bro. And then I could actually use it as a business expense and buy a PS5, bro. Write it off.
That's crazy.
All right.
That's actually crazy.
We'll start closing it up, Jay. But we got the who you got. So you got to choose between two players. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Richie McCaw, Adi Savea.
Oh, nah.
Bro, come on.
I'll go McCaw.
Yeah, Richie McCaw. Yeah, come on now. Oh, wait, what? Nah, Adi.
McCaw.
Damn. Wait, chat. Chat, Richie McCaw or Adi Savea? And if you answer back, you got to trans me $10. Bowden Barrett or Richie Moonga?
Oh my, bro, these are tough questions, bro. Barrett.
Say again?
Barrett.
Where's Richie Moonga? You sure?
Barrett. Barrett,
dude. Barrett. Yeah. Oh, no, I see. I'll get Richie on that one. Ma'anonu versus Sonny Bill Williams. Oh, no, versus, but a pick.
No.
Nonu?
I'm going Nonu.
No. I'll get that. K Kieran Reid or Sam Kane?
Kieran Reid.
Kieran Reid. Yeah, decent pick. Okay, Antoine Dupont or Aaron Smith?
Like right now or like just all time?
Oh, just in general. Just in general.
Oh, just in general?
Hoover. OG.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Red card, red card. Back.
Yeah, you're in the bin, mate. You're in the bin. Who's that, G?
That's our lead coach. That's our lead coach. Hey, shout out to the Stallions. Shout out to the Stallions.
Yo, shout out to the Stallions, G. Oh, I just got followed by St. Peter's College. Hey, shout out St. Peter's, man. Anyway. Sia Khaleesi versus Adi Sevilla.
I'll take Adi over Sia.
Yo. Ibn Itzabeth? Okay, we'll start going from peak because I think it makes sense to pick them from their peaks. Ibn Itzabeth, Brody Retallick.
Give me Itzabeth.
Yeah, I'm going Brody. Tide Furlong or Taniela Tupou?
Probably have to be Furlong, eh?
Yo.
But yeah, Taniela's Furlong. Bro, I'm actually surprised at how many like people were disagreeing with, bro.
With who?
Like, as in, like, we got different views on who we picked.
Is there an initiation going on in the back of your flat or something?
Yeah, bro. If you guys want a party, bro, let me know.
All right, pick Ruby Tui or Portia Woodman?
Can't disrespect the goat, man. Yeah. It's got to be Portia. Got to be Portia.
For real. Stacey Walker or Jasmine Felix Hotham? Shout out to the Hothams.
Give me Stacey.
Yeah. Aisha Letiinga or Braxton Sorensen McGee?
Hey, I'll take the young man. Give me Braxton.
Emma, what are you wearing today, Emma? Emma, who did you bring with you today, Emma? Oh no.
Nah, but who got the real yellow card?
Oh, did the bro get yellowed?
It's knowledge.
Yeah. All right, pick a player. You're down by two and you've only got 1 minute left. None. W none, bro. You're down by two, G. You got 1 minute left. What player are you picking?
What do you mean? Just what player am I picking?
Just in the game, like situation. Like pick a player, any player. If you're down by two, you've got 1 minute. Who are you picking? Who's clutch?
Better back. Fuck it.
Oh my god.
Daniel Carter. Bro, I don't know.
Nah, I was going to say Daniel Carter or someone like Johnny Wilkinson. You were clutch. Bro.
Are you going to say Johnny?
Wait, who's that? Wait, who is that? Who's that?
You actually got a nap. You gotta clip that. Clip that chat. Clip that.
No. All right, that's the episode. Bye, guys. Bye, guys. We're going. No. Nah, honest, I actually have a proper reason for that. We were at Corey's the other day. Brothers, I got a reason for thinking this. Oh, fuck. Brother. Any multis for the week? I actually got a reason for this, G. We're at Corey's and his mum was like, oh man, Corey, you're like a builder today, you're like a cleaner, you're like a painter. And then I was mocking him and I was like, surely it's the my Lord Johnny Sins. And then I was supposed to say Johnny Wilkerson. Wait, Nonny, how do you know who that is? Come on, bro. Be better. Hey, Nonny, be better, bro. Be better. You're left. You're trying to defuse a ref because the... Hey, Nonny, Mallory Bush is finished. You're trying to defuse a game, a ref, and you're trying to defuse a ref because he's angry at your players. You get one player to try and talk him down. Who are you getting to talk to the ref to make him chill out?
Dayton Yobel.
Yeah, what did? You've got a player to hype up in the changing room before pre-game. Who are you picking? Sione Okobi.
Probably Chico, eh?
What?
What?
Who'd you say?
I said Chico.
Oh, yo. Oh, yeah. For people we know, yeah, Hunch. Yeah. But what about like a famous player? Who do you think has got in her?
Travis Scott.
Did you just say Travis Scott?
No, well, I don't know. We don't see the changing room shit.
Yo, wait, I just...
I don't know.
I mean, like, hype up a game.
Right, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. We'll go... You get... To, fine. We went to a player. Anyone in the world, DNG, you got anyone to try and hype up you and the boys in the changing room before a game? Yeah. Like, anyone, boy, girl,
yeah,
anything. Who are you picking?
Will Smith. What?
Will Smith.
That also knows pain, you.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking like Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith.
Exactly, bro. Nah, like not even Pursuit of Happiness. Just like Jada.
That's a little joke, but one of Sione's uncles used to just really love doing this thing before a game, and you just slap the walls. But Sione, you can explain that, Us. All right, you're going on a night out, Us. Pick one player, anyone in the road, Us. Night out with a player.
Probably Villery, the winger for France.
Who?
The winger for France.
Oh, yeah, see, I don't think we can do live streams anymore.
No, Jim, I think this is the last time we do a live stream.
The last time we're going to live stream this.
Holy shit.
You're going on a two man, Us. You can pick one other guy to take on the two man. So, who are you taking?
Pricky.
You're broke. If you're broke, if you're poor, pick one person, one player.
If I'm poor.
Yeah, we can't live stream anymore.
Yeah, we can't do.
Yeah, you're broke. You pick one player or one person.
Well, I'll probably rip Artie at the moment.
Yo, for reals, yo. Someone like that, eh? Or like or peak Charles Piatow when he was over and bro, yeah. Nons, G, me and Nons are on the exact same page. That's why, because Nons thinks he's Johnny Sins. You've been arrested. Let's pick one player that you're going to get to bail you out.
fuck, I don't know. Wallace?
Yo, that's pretty on. Conrad Smith, though, he's a criminal lawyer and contractual lawyer.
Oh, is he? Yeah, but I thought you said bail me out. He didn't say he was going
to... All right, guy. You're stuck in quarantine. Let's pick up who's getting you. Who are you going in quarantine with? I'll jump in quarantine with you, G, to be honest. Fuck you. Fuck you. Who would you take for quarantine?
Sione.
Yeah. All right. Song of the week. What's our song of the week?
Our song of the week is... Our song of the week is James Ford. Orange Blossoms.
James Ford, Orange Blossoms.
Goldford. Orange Blossoms.
All right. Well, next time I'll get that organized and I'll actually play that in the background so the chat can judge. Oh, no, I'll put that on the question on IG story and we can judge. They can judge whether the song is is decent or not, because this just sounds straight illo, to be honest. finishing off, all right, future segments. All right, as we go on, we're just going to do like phone a friend. So we'll check up some questions and debates. And I'm actually pretty keen to live stream from now on, like, even though this is a bit of a joke. You can actually control this pretty well. So I'm pretty keen to live stream from now. I might chuck this link up like the night before on the day. And then me and Izzy just set our time. What days do you want to do, G, during the week?
Anything, G.
Okay.
I'll be free. No, because I'll be free in like 3 weeks. And then.
Oh my God. Is the camera checking me live? That's so embarrassing.
Did you not realize that? It's been doing it the whole time.
Are you serious? I thought it was just on the. Oh no.
All about that toe.
Oh no. So yo, we'll do the phone of friends, but yo, we'll live stream that going on. We'll do scenario of the week as well. So we'll chuck up a scenario video. Me and Izzy will just switch in and out, take a video. We'll just record like for the story, we'll say like, you know, any life scenario, whatever, pick a player, whatever, and send voice memos. We'll start doing songs of the week. So what's the song of the week? I'll chuck it on the story.
Gold Ford, Orange Blossoms.
Gold Ford?
Orange Blossoms.
Orange Blossoms. Please 10 seconds, crazy. Song of the week. Listeners, yo, chat. Listeners, if you're listening, wherever you are, in the gym, in the car, whatever, send us through your ideas. Voice memo, just send a message. I'll add Izzy to an admin of the page. So send through messages in that for some ideas of what we can do. My PA, her name's Tara, she'll go through and sort out all the ideas for us. And she'll get all that work done for us. Shout out to the PAs. Taishi. Oh, hey, doc. Hey, doc. It's the doctor. Hey, doctor. Hey, doctor. I'm sorry, doctor. Yo. Oh, no, we can't live stream anymore.
No, because you can't live stream. It's just you need to
edit that
chat
out, G.
You can't.
I can't edit that out.
Really, you can't edit that out.
That? Oh my God! It just came up again. Wait. Hide.
Can you not like stop it from coming up?
I don't know how. Because it's the first time I've ever live streamed. I'm gonna have to set out settings after this. All right, Shout out chat. Whoever's in here. Hey, Donnie, what are you up to, Dons? I feel like I'm just on a normal call now. Tara, don't take that title. Nah, I'm kidding. I'll sort all their shit out for us. Donnie, where are you? Where are you, Dons?
I think Dons is in the Hamleys. I'm next door.
What a fan! Oh, Tony. He said you're a Mac. Nah.
Because I'm behind him.
Nah, he's just non-stop
trying
to save
himself,
dude.
He's trying to save himself.
Nah, so 50 minutes. Too. Yeah, I reckon we'll try and do that, Jay. We'll stick to that structure for the next wee while. I'll get this clipped up. We'll try and chuck it up. I'll chuck it up for tomorrow night because I'm still editing my one with AJ as well. Shuffle jumping on us. I'll message and organize the other stuff for when we're going to do this weekly. Are you pretty keen to live stream? I reckon it'll be pretty crack up.